Well, now to a different kind of pipe. A while back, we had a little backup at the house. The plumber asked, "Do you use baby wipes?" We said, "No, babies visit, but no." He said, "I'm talking about adults. You should see what baby wipes are doing to New York. New York City has spent millions fixing pipes and equipment clogged by baby wipes. Last month, the city council proposed a ban on claims and advertising that wipes are flushable. Dr. Oz, once a fan of wipes, is now asking viewers to please use moistened toilet paper instead. It's not just New York. In Charleston, West Virginia, the operations manager said, "I agree wipes are flushable. A golf ball is flushable, but you shouldn't do it." The point being, they don't degrade. So what can we all learn from London? Well, plenty, but a warning, especially if you're dining, this may not be pleasant. In 2013 in London, wipes, human waste, and 2 swimming pool-sized vats of turkey fat from Christmas dinners congealed to form one of the biggest fatbergs London had ever seen, maybe 15 tons. What's a fatberg? Let's bring in Craig Rantz, campaign communications executive for Thames Water, who's on Skype from London. Craig, what is a fatberg?
A fatberg is a big congealed lump of leftover cooking fat, which has been poured down sinks after cooking. Even stuff like oil or olive oil is the same. It goes down and it calcifies in the sewers. And the baby wipes and the so-called flushable wipes that we say are never flushable help bind it together. It's like a bricks and mortar. And eventually what you end up with is a large mass of fat, which is rock hard. It goes hard like chalk. And once it's in there, it's a lot of work to get it out.
But is it possible one was 15 tons?
It was the same weight as a few double-decker buses in a sewer in southwest London. Lovely, leafy suburb. But unfortunately, yes. And it broke the sewer pipe to such an extent that we had to dig up the road for 6 months to repair the damage that these fatbergs can do.
This is amazing. Well, and you have workers who have to wade through 43,000 miles. You've got this beautiful, actually, sewer system under the City of London. What do they have to do?
Well, I've joined them. I've been there down there with them. So you have to put on a protective suit. Looks very much like CSI. We're wearing thigh-high waders and waiting till the water level drops so it's below your hips. And anything that they can move initially, they're breaking up with shovels. But the rest of the time, they're either having to go in with high-power jet washers and clear it that way and suck it out. And this is a big waste product which has to go to landfill. Now, it sounds disgusting, and it really is disgusting, but it's the effect that this stuff can have. So once it's in the sewers, once it's set, it means that water can't get past. So all your showers, your sinks, your toilets all empty into the same pipe, then into the sewer system. And if that can't get past, you're going to get your toilet backing up through your bath.
Yeah, and because of baby wipes. And in the case in London, fat from turkeys. What's happened there? I mean, is there a campaign there to get people to stop flushing both?
Yes. We're working to get a flushability standard that will go worldwide to make sure that anything which has flushable on it, as you said, a golf ball is flushable, actually meets the breaking down standards. So it won't clog and it won't get to the sewer pumps and wrap around the machinery and break it, which we get a lot of. And also to encourage people to understand that when they finish cooking and they have leftover fat, to put it into a jar or wipe it out and get it in the bin. And that's why our campaign's called Bin It, Don't Block It.
So bin, by bin you mean a garbage can. But how much does this cost? And is the cost passed on?
So we actually spend just ourselves, Thames Water, we spend £1 million every month. So about $1.5 million that we have to then charge to our customers. So they're putting their own bills up. But like you said, this isn't just us. This is worldwide. We talk regularly with the other water companies around the world about this issue.
Look, you say that you're working on a flushability standard, but we're hearing that there may not be one, that there's something called the slosh box test. And this is, you know, you try to show what an agitation would be like of something going through a pipe and whether or not something will break down. But people are saying they just don't break down and it's not worth it. What about just saying, never mind flushability, none of them can be flushed?
That's what we do say. Yeah. Nothing should go down. Only toilet paper and human waste. So nothing should have flushable written on the side of it.
So you seem like you're a little bit ahead of American cities. Is it helping? Is the word getting out?
In 2013, when we had the massive Fatberg, that story really captured people's imaginations. It ended up as the UK's most Googled story of the year. So, and that did have a downward effect on the number of blockages. But we need to keep it at the forefront of people's minds because we're humans. We treat the toilet like a magic portal. As soon as it goes in, as soon as we press flush, it's gone into the same small pipe, which is probably only, it's probably slightly smaller than a baseball.
Huh. By the way, do you have any idea, this kind of escaped me, why are adults using baby wipes?
So baby wipes will be used as cleaning products, be used for taking makeup off. It can be used for personal hygiene. You may have seen recently Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas was a big exponent of actually using the bathroom, not using toilet tissue, but using baby wipes instead.
So what?
Yes, that was in the paper. He was saying that he would only ever use baby wipes after he'd been to the bathroom.
I'm not sure that I need to hear anything about Will.i.am's or anyone's hygiene.
Problem was he was in London at the time. So we sent a message to him to ask him to please stop because it was blocking up our sewers, and our sewer flushers were not very happy with that at all.
You need to get Will.i.am on your new campaign. Craig Rantz with Thames Water in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.